It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. This is going to be hard to explain, but after it's explained, we definitely want to know what you think about this. I think this person on the Joe and Alex Show might end up in some hot water. The number to call in anytime, by the way, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. So somebody here on the Joe and Alex Show has been asking everybody else, hey, can you do this for me? Can you download this dating app on your phone? And we're like, well, doesn't your phone like have that? And they're like, yeah, but I can't. So could you download it? I just want to see who's on there. Now, everybody looks at me like I'm just a terrible, crappy husband. To be fair, I'll admit it.
Well, you set yourself up for that because you always say you're a terrible, crappy husband.
Well, I try. I mean, I'm just being real. I don't want people to think that I'm a perfect husband because I'm sure it looks like it. But listen, I never got to do the Tinder. I never got to do Bumble. I didn't get to do that kind of dating app stuff. Only thing I ever got to do was plenty of fish. And I'll tell you what, just like regular fishing, I didn't catch anything. So,
well, you met your wife on Twitter, so you did the Twitter DM sliding.
I kind of did. I was desperate and she was hot and I did a little what up, girl. That being said, it's not me. And I would hope it's not Alex, and I would hope it's not Liv the Web Girl that want to download a dating app even though they're in relationships. So that leaves one person.
So wait a minute, why wouldn't you say, and I hope it's not Producer Porkchop?
You want it to be Producer Porkchop? Would you not like his boyfriend?
No. Chase is cool. Your boyfriend's cool. I have no beef with him.
I like him because last night we were around him and he told me that we should get together so he can tell me a bunch of dirty juice on you.
Oh boy.
Oh God, I don't know if I want to know anything about dirty juice, but... Porkchop.
Yeah.
You're the person that has been asking me, Alex, and Liv. You've even gone as far as, at least I've been talking to everybody in the room. You went individually, too, after we all said no as a group. You were like, hey, Liv, seriously, though, can you please put this on your phone? Like, you kind of pressured us and put us in awkward situations.
Well, I don't really want to... So in the art of radio, what you just did there is like a tease and a setup, and I don't want to ruin your setup, but I mean, I did not keep asking... You know, but I mean,
more than once isn't keeping on.
I will admit that I did ask, but it wasn't for a bad reason. I was just genuinely curious what the scene, you know, like the
dating scene.
Yeah. For, you know, guys, you know, and that date guys looks like here. And I was just genuinely curious because, you know, I might go back home and, you know, it's a question all the time. If I go back home to New Jersey or where I've lived in Michigan, you know, when I talk to my friends that just so happen to be gay, you know, they're like, oh, like what's I mean, you know, now don't get me wrong. They know I'm in a relationship. I've been in a relationship for 7 years, but they're just, you know, if like I say I had a gay friend that wanted to come move here and he'd be like, oh, hey, like what's the scene like? I'd be like, well, you know, I've only lived here for a month and I don't know. So, yes, I'll admit it. I said,
why can't they find out for themselves? Why can't your friend who's single and dating download?
Because they're not here. You have to be here.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. You don't know how Grindr works.
Oh, well, I don't know about Grindr, but I do know with Tinder you can change your location to look from a different area.
Now, let me ask you this, okay?
But you have to pay a little bit.
Let me ask you this, though. Same thing. I'm a married man. If one of my buddies moved to new to town, kind of like you did, straight or gay or bi or whatever you choose to be, it doesn't matter. Like, I can't hop on there. I'm like, well, let me look for my buddy. I'm not going to tell my wife, hey, Lindsay, I was on Tinder for my friend.
So the reason I asked you guys was because if my boyfriend Chase, let's say he goes on my phone like to download an app or something and it's like groceries and he types GR and Grindr pops up and there was like already downloaded, he'd be like, are you kidding me? And of course he would freak out. But I was just genuinely curious and you know what the gay scene looks like here. And it's... And now, we were talking the other day about how it's okay for you guys to, you know, call someone out, like, if they look good or not. Like, you're in happy relationships, and you said if you see someone, you could be like, oh, they're a good-looking person, they're a bad-looking person. That's literally all I was curious about.
Yes, but we do that in person when we're out in public. And when we're with our significant other. Now, why don't you, because I'm sure your boyfriend Chase might be curious about what the gay scene looks like here in Indianapolis. Why don't you guys download Grindr together and look through it together? Why does it have to be? I just thought it was so weird that you were like asking us to download it for you when you're in a relationship.
Okay. I mean, I guess that you bring up a very valid point. You know, that could be a way for us to make friends. you know, but and do that together. But I just feel like if I, you know, like I said, if he saw it on my phone, he'd be like, what?
833 Joe Alex. That's 833-563-2539. How would you feel about this? I mean, let's do it with the two guys on the show. You got Porkchop, who would be downloading Grindr to see what that's like. And me being, you know, a married man, when I came to town, I couldn't see what it was like on Bumble or Tinder for the ladies out there. Is that something that's okay just to see what it's like? I don't think anybody's going to agree, but I would love to hear your reasons why. 833 Joe Alex, 833-563-2539.
There's no reason for this except that you are in denial that you're unhappy in your relationship and you're genuinely seeking out something else.
Well, no, you see, you don't know what my intentions are. And you said in there, you think my intentions were great. Like, I'm very happy in my relationship. I was literally just genuinely curious.
That is such BS.
And let me tell you the way the Grindr app works, since you obviously don't know. When you log into it, it shows all the profiles on your screen as little thumbnails. So that way you can, like, just look and see, oh, okay, it's a bunch of good-looking people, or, oh, it's a bunch of, okay, you know.
No one in their right mind would ever let their significant other do this.
But to be fair, like, as a guy, I would kind of like to see what it's like. Not Grindr, no offense, it's not my cup of tea, but I would like to see, like, Bumble or like, Tinder, like, what ladies are out there. Even though I'm a married man, there is a little bit of curiosity. Maybe that's just a guy thing.
And, well, real quick, it is different in the LGBT community because, you know, for you, Alex, or Liv, or Joe, you know, 98% of the population is straight. So there's your answer everywhere you look. Like, oh, yeah, people here, they look good, or, oh, they don't look good. But only 2% of the population is LGBT. So it's not like I could go out and look in public and see, you know. So
yes,
you just
you
look
can.
On this. No,
because
you
it
can't.
Doesn't matter. If all you're wanting to see is the level of attractiveness of guys
exactly.
in the city,
right.
It doesn't matter if they're gay or straight. You can just say, yes,
no,
there's
but
attractive
I told
people living
you,
here.
No, I told
not.
You that my gay friends, like in other cities.
This is like, sorry, Mom, these cigarettes aren't mine. They're my friends. This is like, this is made up crap.
Hey, okay.
Made up.
I want to get some phone calls this morning. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this? Oops, sorry, she's got you on there. Let's go to this call. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Ty.
Hey, what's up? For the purposes of the conversation, are you straight, bi, gay? What are you?
I'm straight.
All right, cool. What do you think about Porkchop here saying, hey, you know, I kind of just want to see what it's like on Grindr? He's not looking for anybody.
I wouldn't say I want to see what it's like. I'm just genuinely curious if the gay guys in the city, like, are they, you know, ones or tens?
Right. I completely understand. I think that his actions were kind of a little shady, and he should have gone about it maybe a different way.
Okay.
But I think that if his intentions were good, then I don't really see anything wrong there. Like, if he's not really looking for anything for himself, if he's just kind of seeking answers because he's sort of the go-between for his friends back home and the scene where he's at now, I think that's okay. But I do think maybe it's something that he should include his partner in, because I can see, like, why the having the app on his phone would maybe cause questions later on down the road. So I think he was kind of trying to play it safe on both ends.
You're exactly correct. I mean, you're right. If me having to ask someone else, like Joe, Alex, or Liv, yeah, that does make it a little sketchy. So I agree with you. You're right. But my intentions were clear.
Everyone on Twitter thinks you're being sketchy AF. Kayla says, why doesn't Porkchop just tell his friend he doesn't know because he's in a relationship? And is he curious or are his friends? I'm so confused. Of course, Joe would be understanding
well, both.
Of this.
I am
wait,
a little
hold
curious.
On. Did somebody say there's that you just sliding in your little ad lib?
That's what Kayla said.
All right, Kayla, you've been banned.
And Matt says Porkchop needs to slow his roll. He seems a little sensitive and a little fishy.
Carla, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Now, do you guys actually go on dating apps, or is that a no-no?
Yeah, no, we do. Like, we'll go. We have, like, profiles on dating apps, and we, like, chat with people on, like, Facebook Messenger. It's, like, just, we're, like, I'm 43, 34. We just want to know if we're still cute. It's, like, no big deal.
I feel like this will be Alex when she's older and married. She'll be like, please, tell me I'm cute.
Yeah, like, seriously, you know, like, my man is really good-looking. It makes me feel good that he likes me. You know, he's a lot younger than me. People look at him. People look at me. It's just, I don't want a guy that can't pull any other women. Something's wrong with him then. I want to throw him back.
All Carla, right. You sound beautiful.
Yeah, you do too.
Oh, thank you.
Carla, now I want to find you on Facebook just to flirt.
You go ahead, Carla Murphy, check me out.
There we go. Flirt game strong.
Nobody is looking on dating apps, whether they're curious or otherwise, if they are truly in a happy relationship. I have zero, like, want, need, desire to see so just your, the hot guys in this city. I'm
your
happy
one
with the Egyptian.
Preference, you think you speak for every man or every woman. I think you're totally wrong with that.
Yeah, I know. No, I don't. But that's what I'm saying. Those people that they shouldn't be in a relationship. You're joking yourself.
I don't
wanting to be in a committed relationship. You clearly are looking for other options. You're looking for a backup plan.
Not at all. I mean, I could have a backup plan set up if I wanted to, really.
See? There it is.
Of course a backup plan. Kylie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What up?
Hi. I wanted to tell Porkchop, as a queer individual in Indianapolis, obviously, I'm a female, so I'm not on Grindr. Have I seen the dating app? Absolutely. I have a lot of gay males. They don't typically use the app for curiosity.
Oh, well, that's, yeah,
also,
I know.
But, Porkchop, you can also go. There are plenty of queer establishments in Indy that you could see the community and see what's available or see what kind of men are available. Here.
Yeah, you can get, a hands-on peek of the meat right there.
No,
if he's LGBT or not,
no.
Or in a queer community or not. If you're in a relationship, you're not supposed to be genuinely downloading dating apps to look. It's different. Like, I said that when I'm out in public, I will just ask the Egyptian, do you think that girl's cute or not? It's like a fun thing like that. But I'm not going on a dating app to do it. I think that's the next step. That's a serious level.
No, guys have control. Like, Porkchop has control. I have control. Like, if I was to go on Bumble or Tinder today, I'm not going to be hooking up with chicks. I might talk like, yo, what up? But I'm not going to be cheating on my wife.
I wouldn't even be talking to anyone, Alex. I would literally download it for 10 seconds.
Yeah, and they're immediately going to message you.
No.
Yes.
Oh, that's very flattering.
Very
Thank
attractive.
You, Alex.
They're going to message you, and if for you, Joe, to say as a married guy that you would download it just to talk to people and say, what's up? What is wrong with you?
It's called promotion. It's called the Joe and Alex Show. I'm trying to keep us employed.
Uh-huh.
And if I got to swipe right on some ugly people, I'm going to do it, damn it. Okay?
This is so messed up. It's so unbelievably messed up.
Let
it's
us
so
know. Where's this
wrong.
At? Where'd you put this up at? Where's it on? Where's
Twitter,
it online?
Twitter at Joe and Alex Show, or you can DM us on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
There's only one way to solve this. I'm just going to download it myself. Just look, peek,
yeah, do that.
And then delete.
Do
okay?
that and let us know whenever you are single.
Oh, that
Because your boyfriend is going to dump you as soon as he sees you doing that. Because why wouldn't he? I would.
All right, children. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.